shoots it underneath. Great catch. Five. And touchdown for Atlanta.
Hey there, Falcons fans. Welcome back to another great edition of The Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback, where choosing great furniture is just as important as understanding a great play. Rooms to Go makes it easy and affordable every single day. All right, tough loss last week versus New Orleans Saints last Thursday. Tough loss, but there were a lot of good plays. There were some plays that weren't so good, so I'm going to show you a little bit of both, all right? So let's get into one of the bad plays from the game, actually the touchdown right here by Ben Watson. Ben Watson here is the tight end. You can see he's the tight end, but also this looks like run. This looks like run to the entire defense. They have one tight end. They have another tight end. They actually brought in another offensive tackle over here, and you have two running backs. So you have two tight ends, an extra lineman, and you also have two running backs. So this tells you run. It looks like run. Defense thinks run. What's going to happen is Ben Watson is going to act like he's going to block, and then he's going to sneak right here on the backside. Paul Warlow actually has the tight end man-to-man. He's going to see the run action from Drew Brees, and he's going to suck up, and then you're going to see Ben Watson creep up right behind him. They're also going to give the fake of a run action up front, and that's the reason why he gets sucked up. So you're going to see the run action. There's a run action. You see Warlow immediately. His eyes are in the backfield looking at Drew Brees. Willie Moe has his man-to-man, but the aggressive Mr. Paul Warlow looks in the backfield, sees the run action, and goes in. And now you can already see the tight end Ben Watson creeping out behind him. Nobody's back here. Easy touchdown for the New Orleans Saints. Just great execution by them. It was fourth and goal on the 2-yard line. A lot of guys thinking run. They had to run formation. Paul Warlow had to do a better job of reading his keys, and that's why he was so open. So Paul Warlow, we got to do a better job of that, but a great job of stopping him getting to fourth and goal. All right, we just saw a not-so-good play there coming from Paul Warlow and the Falcons defense, giving up a huge touchdown. But let's end this with a good play. Grady Jarrett, our rookie from Clemson, does a great job on this particular play, getting good leverage, getting up the field, forcing a lost yardage play. He doesn't actually make the tackle, but he creates a bad, bad play for the Saints. So what's going to happen? You see Grady Jarrett. Here's Grady Jarrett right here. He's playing what we call a 3 technique right over the guard here. They're going to run a stretch run here. And what's going to happen is Grady Jarrett's going to do a good job of penetration here. He's going to do what we call a swim move, a rip move. He rips underneath the offensive lineman, gets his outside hand free, and gets upfield, which allows him to force the football upfield. So as the play gets started, Grady Jarrett's here. Watch him on this guard. Does a good job. Look at the penetration. He already has his right arm free so he can get upfield. They got a convoy of guys coming around, guard pulling around. Here comes the fullback. And then comes the tailback on the stretch play. Grady Jarrett's already done a good job of penetration. He's already 2 yards up the field. 2 yards up the field, boom. Rips, comes through, forces the play to go wider, makes a good play. Doesn't make the play, but here comes the Falcons. So many guys running to the football. You got 5-6 guys running to the football already, and he's already 5-6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Great job of pursuit. Great job of Grady Jarrett coming from the backside and making a play. Now, we're also going to see it coming from this angle from the backside, which makes it even more prevalent. So you can see Grady Jarrett here in this 3 technique. Now, the guard is supposed to reach him. He has to reach him so he doesn't be able to get upfield. Grady Jarrett does a good job of reaching and getting upfield this way. As you can see here, boom. Now, you can see there, there's a right hand that's free. Does a good job of shedding the block, get upfield, push it back to the inside. And here's one thing that you like about this Falcons defense. As I go back, and you see he gets upfield. Now look at all the red shirts coming to the party. All these guys coming to the party pursuing from the inside. And that's where the running back tries to go back. Look at all the red shirts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys rushing to the football. And that's why this team is doing really well against the run. So a great individual effort by Grady Jarrett. Great job of the defense rushing to the football. No, we got a loss. Wasn't what we wanted, but still some great effort plays by this defense and offense, and looking forward to another great week this week. Looking forward to it. Thank you guys for joining us for another great Rooms to Go edition of the Armchair Quarterback. We'll see you next week, hopefully with a lot of good players from the Tennessee Titans games. See you guys next week.